Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does it feel like a circus, you? Kind of does.
We're trending in that direction. Did you
trending
see the meme?
That way.
Yeah, the meme that they sent Jalen with his outfit.
He was a clown, right?
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
Well, I think there's a threshold where you become a clown.
Can we just be very clear?
Yeah.
That was a clown show last night. Like, well, I don't think we're trending towards circus territory.
Yeah.
We all saw that last night. That was a circus.
We are here.
We're here.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in do or die mode now. I mean,
that double turnover play alone was a circus.
Again, they broke the Monsters, Inc. broadcast. When they put together the technology for that, they did not
expect Wazowski to have two turnovers on the same play.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Wazowski sucked last night. Let's call it what it is. Jalen Wazowski was horrendous. All right, 215-592-9494. Devin's going to join us coming up in a few minutes. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let everyone react to whatever the hell we're watching right now. And if you missed it earlier, I think we have a quarterback problem. I mean, I don't think it was just a bad game. I think we have a quarterback problem. Jalen Hurts for the last five games, this is bottom of the league stuff. 57.5% completion, 4 touchdowns, 5 picks, 8 total turnovers in the last five games, 72.4 passer rating. Those are the kind of passer ratings they put up when you played, 72.4.
Yeah, and you was happy to have that. That was like
72.4. Now the average is like 96.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty rough. The numbers are rough. The eye test is rough. And I'm concerned that the league has caught up. Jalen has not adjusted back. And that we are very rapidly trending towards what Russell Wilson looked like when it was getting towards the point where he wasn't good anymore. I mean, I think we are getting close to that. I'm concerned, and if I'm Howie Roseman, and again, they panned to him last night. I've seen that Howie Roseman face. I know that one. That's when he sees quarterback ghosts. And I saw him have that same look six, seven years ago.
The quarterback ghost is great.
I mean, the ghost of bad quarterbacks past was in that building last night, and I don't know what happened, but it's a mess. Let's go back to the phone lines. Aaron in San Diego's up.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
You know what? Shut up, Aaron. Before you give your take on all this, a part of me is wondering if we partially have to blame you. I mean, you were in the building last night. Hurts has never played that bad. I mean, have you thought about this?
Sky Marshall.
Actually, it's a funny story. And I had it was an amazing time with two of my favorite people in the world, my two kids. I will never go to another live game without those two because it was an absolute blast. But so my 18-year-old, he had his vintage 1994 San Diego Chargers AFC Championship shirt on.
Wow, Stan Humphries, Bobby Ross, the whole gang.
Yeah, and you know, he got up for a period of time to go get something to eat, and that's when the Eagles made their comeback and took the lead. And then he came back and sat down, and everything fell apart. And my 14-year-old, who's not, you know, this is his first experience with sports, he leans over and says, "Dad, tell Aiden to get up again, because so the Eagles can come back and win."
Well, you should have sent him away the whole time. I mean, that's what you should have done.
Sent him away.
Yeah. He blamed it on his old. He blamed it on his older brother. But listen, I mean, as far as offense goes, I mean, it was atrocious on both sides of the ball. You know, but other than, I mean, it was a fun game to watch. I mean, shout out to the Eagles fans there. You know, L.A. is funny because, you know, to overcome the chance, the Eagle chance, and the Let's Go Eagles, they had to
goodness.
Just pipe in music to overcome it.
Well, the quarterback turning the ball over five times sure helped them overcome the Eagles' chance. I mean, that'll even things out.
I'm going to tell you something, guys. I got a firsthand view of it, and I know you guys want to point the finger at Hurts.
Oh, God.
And he did himself a disservice. And my 18-year-old wanted to thank Jalen personally for supplying a historic moment for us. I mean, an interception and a fumble on the same play. Yeah, I don't think
we'll it's never
ever
see that again. You'll never see it again. So, are you here to defend the Sky Marshall, or are we calling it like we see it?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. You know, he makes a wonderful play throwing the ball to AJ for a touchdown, only to have it called back because of Jordan Mailata holding
my
penalty. You know, the first play of the game. I don't think you could have hit AJ Brown anywhere. I mean, it hit him right in the hands. I know it's a terrible place to hit a wide receiver, but you know, he didn't come up with that. You know, when you can't get any kind of rhythm, you know, as a quarterback,
he turned the ball over five times.
I know. But one time AJ got alligator arms, right? And then, you know,
Dang, that's so crazy.
Yeah, what do you know? Static's gone.
What happened?
Static. It's just, you know,
Aaron's phone call just got
radio signals sometimes. You know, those old school radio signals here, they get messed up sometimes.
Yeah.
It happens.
That was a lot.
Yeah, how inconvenient.
That was a lot.
I need to get into the psyche of the person who calls in to defend the quarterback today. You don't have to. I mean, there's no rules on this.
Because. Can I help you out with this?
Yes.
And I'm not defending him, but I kind of feel what people are, because it's the I told you so's. It's the I told you so's. People don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that.
Well, okay. May I offer a suggestion?
Yes.
Maybe don't say things strongly if you don't want to hear it, I told you so, on the other side of it.
I mean, there's that.
It works both ways.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe, like, this has been building for weeks. You know, I mean, if you're being real about it, regardless of whether you like it or not, it's not like, because a lot of times the messenger, some people get mad at the messenger because of the messenger's vitriol that he has towards the quarterback. And I know Chris Sims is taking a victory lap. Like, if there was one person I could almost guarantee that was happy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It went
the
way it went last night. It was definitely him, because he had to walk back what he said about Jalen multiple times, especially after he won the Super Bowl. And then when this gem was dropped in his lap, however it was dropped in his lap, he went full on Jalen hate. And today, I could just imagine what it sounds like on his show today, because he's all in with this, and he's talking about this, that, or the third. The bottom line is this, man. People want to support Jalen because of his accomplishments and what he brought to the city. And they're going to do that regardless. But there's also another side to this, and I commend those people that do that, but there's also another side to this. Moving forward, what does this look like?
Yep.
And I know that's where you are, Joe and Kyle. I understand that. But my whole thing is, you're not going to strip away what he's already accomplished. How he got that don't matter. He has it. So now you have to figure out what this looks like moving forward. And that's the thing for the Eagles to do. You know, when you talk about Howie last night and what they saw, I don't think he was surprised. And listen to me what I say by that, because Howie's there every day. Howie talks to Nick Sirianni every day. Talks to Kevin Petullo every day. So I don't feel like they're surprised. If anything, it's more like, damn, got to go back to the drawing board. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we still – like Howie does – this is the one thing that I believe this about Howie. I never had the experience, but, you know, listening to some of the things that Brandon Graham said about him. And, you know, we all know Brandon's story and how Brandon told the story about when the rubber met the road and how he looked at him and how he told him he believed in him. And you know, it was time for you to turn it around. And Brandon did. I think this is the same thing for Jalen. Because now Jalen has to look at whatever's going on over there. Jalen has to look at it and be realistic with it. And he has to get back to work. I believe he can do it because he's done it. Like the one thing that I'm going to always give Jalen his props for, especially in this world of NIL money and kids leaving school when things don't go their way, he stayed at Alabama. And he got another opportunity to do his thing. He did do that.
He did. That's part of the reason I liked Jalen when they drafted him. I liked his attitude, demeanor, like all that stuff.
All of that.
Yeah. I just wondered, are we clouding our minds because we like him?
Yeah.
I like Jalen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. That's why I said last night when we opened the show, if I didn't know him, right, I didn't know him as a player. I didn't know what he had once done just a year ago in the Super Bowl. And I just was watching the game last night. I'd say, oh, my God, right? Yeah. This is bad.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That has something to do with it because you've seen somebody at their lowest point lift themselves up and shine for it. And he's accomplished something. Like when you look at his history, his origin story. He's accomplished something that Tua hasn't accomplished. He turned out, if you look at the both of them, he's a better quarterback than Tua.
He is. And that's why I bring up, I'd see a lot of some Russell Wilson worked his way from third round pick to a really good player and a Super Bowl champ.
Yeah.
But it's at some point, the Russell's will, because Russell Wilson willed himself to that, right? He's small, third round pick. His body and his skills diminished to where the will didn't matter. Russell still talks like he's going to become something. He stinks now. He's doing NFL Today on a football Sunday because he knows he's half done. Like, at some point, it ends. And I'm not saying we're there with Jalen, but there's not good signs right now. All right,
this is the way you say it, though, Joe. It's just,
what, that he's doing TV during the games?
Like, he stinks. He's doing NFL Today.
If you're on the NFL Today as a current player in the league, I mean, you know what that means, Hugh. When you started showing up here at WIP, you were done. I mean, let's call it for what it is.
By the way, Philip Rivers...
Am I right or am I right?
You know what, Joe? I can't stand this. That was way too much reality.
It's true. What do you got?
Well,
we have a guest.
It's come to my attention. Yeah. I know. Sorry. I know Devin's here.
Devin, we're sorry.
Did you know that Philip Rivers' eldest is older than Riley Leonard?
No.
He got 13 kids.
Do you know the last time the Colts were in the playoffs? You know who their quarterback was?
Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers. And it might be the next time they're in the playoffs in 3 weeks. All right, let's go out to the guest line here. Devin Caney always joins us as we're going through some nonsense on the show. That is not any different today. We needed some comic relief after whatever the hell that was last night. Devin, how you doing today?
What's up, Dad?
Hi, guys. Look, it's always interesting. I never know what I'm going to join your show like immediately following. It's usually something Hugh says. So yeah. Thank you for always keeping it interesting.
Well, Joe was fantasizing about Dicker in the last segment. You did miss that.
Dicker-matized.
I mean, who wasn't?
That's fair. That's fair.
It was Dicker-matized. Who was it?
It's natural to be curious.
It is.
Who was it?
I mean, once in a while, I mean, again, who wasn't? Like, you're right, Devin. Who wasn't last night? He did a good job for them. Unfortunately, we didn't do a good job in anything last night. Devin, let's start with the elephant in the room. Jalen Hurts, what did you think what happened last night? And just in general, where are you on the concern level with Hurts' play?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I think definitely fair and an understatement to say not Jalen Hurts' best game. I don't know. And I feel like the team at this point doesn't really have answers. And that's my biggest concern because I don't have answers, you know, as someone who covers the team and talking to these guys, you know, I think saying that they're phrases that you know, travel through the Eagles locker room, the Eagles team. And I think a lot of them come from Nick Sirianni or some of the other coaches like Jeff Stoutland. Like, he's a big fan of the execution fuels emotion. Of course, Nick Sirianni's tough detail together. We aren't really seeing any of those phrases come into play this season, and especially in these last three games. And talking to guys like Saquon Barkley after the game yesterday, talking to guys like Cam Jurgens, they just seem like they're kind of at a loss. And that's my biggest concern, because I think that a lot of last night's loss is on Jalen Hurts' shoulders. You know, you can't win games when you turn the ball over that many times. But also, like A.J. Brown had an awful game, to put it lightly. Like, he dropped a lot of balls. The penalties continue to be an issue. So it just continues to be like a lack of focus and discipline. And to me, that typically falls on, you know, leadership, whether it's leadership from the players or the coaching staff. And that's a big concern.
Could you glean what the overall mood was after the game? Because I know we were talking to Saquon, and we saw the interview that Saquon did, and he was hurt that they obviously lost, but it still sounded like they were together. Did you get that feeling? Did they still feel like they were a cohesive unit after that loss?
Yeah. I mean, so the vibes are never going to be great in the locker room after a loss. And also, I heard you guys talking about the plane ride home. I sit next to Merrill on the plane ride home. I don't know if you had him on or not, but it was so late that most people were just sleeping. So I don't know if there's much to take away from the ride home, but, because it was a full red eye flight. But the locker room, like Saquon in particular, I think the way Jordan Mailata worded his description of Saquon even before last night's game was perfect. He said, you know, he's so positive. He has the best juice, the best vibes when it's raining. Saquon is always there with an umbrella to help us out. And that's very accurate when you're describing a guy like Saquon. And I think it's really rare when you have a player of his caliber. That being said, like, I know energy was a big focus for the guys, and Saquon had told me and then reiterated it again before last night that he felt like the sideline could have more energy, especially on the offense. And he was out there. He was firing guys up even after, you know, Jalen turned the ball over several times. Saquon was walking up and down, you know, hyping his guys up. There's a clip where he's like literally trying to give Jalen Hurts his helmet so Jalen can go out, because Jalen Hurts somehow lost his own helmet. I don't know how that's possible. That being said, I'm glad that the run game and Saquon, you know, I don't want to say he had a great game, but he rushed for 122 yards. It's like the second most amount of yards he's had. It was the first rushing touchdown he had since their win over the Giants back in October. So there were still positive aspects to take away from last night's game. That being said, I guess it's all to say I don't want Saquon to feel like he has to shoulder too much, just in terms of like the energy and the general like emotion of the entire team, especially when it comes to the offense, because that's a lot to ask of a player who's been here. This is only a second year with the Eagles.
Devin, how would you guess now the rest of the season plays out? Because, you know, there's two ways to look at last night. Tough night, and obviously all those turnovers are ridiculous, and they lost to a team that's probably going to the playoffs out of the AFC. If they play well in their last four games, they're still very, very likely to make the playoffs and have a chance to go do something. But the other side of the coin, you can look at it this way, is are they going to be able to get back up, right? When you're not playing well, nothing is guaranteed. We saw that 2 years ago. So I look at the Raiders, I look at two games against a bad Commanders team, and I say it's still there in front of them. What do you expect from them down the stretch of the season where they have some games they should win?
I mean, you said it perfectly. They have some games they should win. I think that is the best thing for them right now. You know, they have the Raiders, who are 2-11 coming to town on Sunday. Get back home. Hopefully that's a get-right game. Lane Johnson was reported that he could be back as soon as Week 15, which is this Sunday. And then, you know, you have the Commanders, who I don't know what the status of Jaden Daniels is, but they're pretty banged up. They're not playing good football. So I think that the rest of the way, the Buffalo game could be tough, but it also could be a good litmus test, because you don't want to finish the season when you know, like, regardless, the Eagles still have a winning record, they're going to go to the postseason. So you don't want to go into the postseason with false confidence if you're just, you know, playing these teams that have kind of given up on the season already, like the Commanders and the Raiders. So I think that Bills game suddenly becomes important, maybe not even necessarily to, you know, playoff seeding or what have you, but to evaluate where this Eagles team is and how much confidence fans should have in their ability to win multiple games in the postseason, not just be a one and done team in the postseason.
Yeah, it'll affect our psyche for sure. Devin, let's end with this. Your reaction to Kyle Schwarber back with the Phillies, and the Phillies tried to give us some good news this morning because we were down. 5 years, $150 million. Schwarber back with the Phillies. Your reaction to the deal?
Yeah, so, I mean, I am relieved. I am relieved. I think that you can see both sides.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sides of the coin here, because it's a big contract. It's probably going to tie the Phillies' hands a bit in terms of, you know, they're not going to be able to go out and sign like a Kyle Tucker, an Alex Bregman, a Pete Alonso after giving Schwarber that contract. They can still go out and they can probably sign JT. They can probably sign a guy like Harrison Bader or someone of his caliber, you know, a guy who's going to make money but not, you know, Kyle Schwarber money. I think Kyle Schwarber, for as much as he does on the field, is vital to the Phillies clubhouse culture. And I don't want people to hear that and roll their eyes, because I know that the Phillies have come up short time and time again. And, you know, we've talked about body language and culture, especially when it comes to guys like Bryce Harper. But I think Kyle Schwarber is the vocal leader of that team. And I think him being in that clubhouse, it almost serves as like an attraction to other players. If you're trying to sign other free agents, you're trading for players, because they're going to have to get creative now in terms of how they add to this Phillies team now that they're kind of strapped down money-wise with the Schwarber contract. And Kyle Schwarber does that. He is like he is a culture setter, and he's a guy that other players want to play with and for. And I think that's almost as valuable, if not more valuable, than what he adds, you know, out in the field. Or, well, not out in the field because he's a DH, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In terms of play.
I agree. I think that's why so many teams, Devin, were after him. It's not just that he can play. It's everyone sees this, what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I'm okay with it. I'm very curious to see, you know, what moves are made from here on out. I would assume JT will be next, and then we'll see what they can do. If they can get creative with some trades and maybe adding to the bullpen a bit. I don't know, guys. It'll be interesting to see.
It will be. First domino is falling, though, and that is Schwarber back. Devin, we appreciate hopping on after a long night and a flight back. Have a good rest of your week, and we will see you at the pregame on Sunday.
Have a good one.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
There she goes, Devin Caney. All right, 215-592-949 for quickly. And then back to the phones. I did see this from our guy, John Clark. According to John Clark, source says the Phils really wanted to keep Schwarber. Phillies had to guarantee, this is according to John Clark, Phillies had to guarantee the fifth year instead of it being an attainable option year. And they had to increase the money to $30 million per year to get it done and to beat out other clubs. So, you know, I'm not sure which team it was. I'm sure that'll come out. Well, I don't know if it was the Mets or the Reds. Someone pushed the Phillies to go here.
Yeah.
Where they went to.
So basically, I was almost right.
Well, it doesn't work that way in free agent signings. He's either here or he's not here. So, you're not keeping your pennies, all right?
I got to get my pennies.
All right, now that I've been able to take a deep breath for a few minutes, let's grab Jay in West Philly up on WIP.
Hey.
Jay?
Julio.
Jay, what's up, man?
What's up?
What up, you?
What's up, man?
You? This ungrateful dude over here. So now you want to bench Jaylor, huh?
Well, I mean, I'd be crazy not to think about it. He played terrible.
So
yeah.
You're going to bench AJ too, right?
Well, we don't have – we don't have other players
in
that position.
You're not going to bench Mariela?
No, not going to do that.
Penalty?
Nope.
Mr. Penalty.
You're not going to bench him? Why not?
Because I don't think their backups could do better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, who dropped the game-winning touchdown yesterday?
Well, it wasn't a drop. The ball was knocked out of his arm, so –
He dropped it.
Mm-mm. Wasn't a drop.
Everything I hear about him, he's a top five and strong hands.
Well, not if you
stuff.
Have eyes. He's not a top five receiver anymore. I don't know. Sport you're watching.
He had a commercial rolled out last night. Did you see the commercial?
Yeah, I did see the commercial. Yeah.
It's crazy.
What do you got, Jay?
Yeah, that's the whole. What you mean, what I got? We talking about this bum. You want to bench the. You're ungrateful behind, want to bench that quarterback, that only Eagles quarterback that started two Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
But then yesterday, Mr. Big Mouth been running his mouth. Now he get his catches, nothing happened.
Do you think Jalen Hurts is playing well, Jay? Jay, do you think Jalen Hurts is playing good football?
Did Devontae Smith drop a ball?
Do you think Jalen Hurts is playing good football? Do you think Jalen Hurts is playing good football?
So he had a bad game.
Do you think he's played well in the last month?
But why you keep going back to 03? Why can't you go to last year?
03? Who's talking about 03?
Yeah, I mean 23. My fault.
I don't care about 23, Jay. I don't care about 23.
You just said things going back to 23. They did this. They did that.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
And then they won the Super Bowl.
Jay, I only care about this year. He's playing like one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
So you better not reference 23 then if you only care about this year.
He's playing right now like one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. Do you hear me?
There's still games to be played.
Yeah.
There's still games to be played. Mm-hmm. Then you get back to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get on here.
He's playing like one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, Jay.
And he's still 8-5.
Jay, nobody cares. Nobody cares anymore. It's this year. It's this year. What year are you in, Jay? Are you here with us? Are you in outer space, dude?
Let's talk about this other buddy of yours, this one-dimensional bum you are hype about.
What are we talking about?
Go ahead, Jay. What do you got?
Hey, yeah, that one-dimensional bum you came on here all excited about, Kyle Schwarber.
What about him?
Yeah, you hype about that bum being here when they choke every year straight. Did he ever bring a championship here?
No, he has not.
Oh, okay, okay. But you came on here excited about this one-dimensional stiff.
Who's better at their job right now? Who's better at their job right now? Jalen Hurts or Kyle Schwarber?
One guy was the runner-up MVP last year, and the other guy just threw five or four interceptions.
Didn't they lose in the playoffs? They're going backwards every year, right?
Jay, I said it yesterday. I'll say it again.
What are the Eagles doing?
I lose brain cells every time we talk. Jay, like there are a lot of people that call talk radio across the nation, Jay, that make everyone listening feel dumber every time. Nobody does it like you. Nobody makes the audience dumber. You lower the IQ of everyone listening by 15 points every time you call this radio station. There is not a coherent point. You are the fifth grader that goes home and says, I got in trouble, but everyone else did too. Why the hell does anyone care about Schwarber in the context of Jalen Hurts? It has nothing to do with him. Jalen Hurts is playing like one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And because you're a Jalen Hurts fan, you can't see that. This is what upset me about the Carson Wentz people. Because you say you care about the Eagles. You don't. You just want to be a Jalen Hurts fan. Just like the Carson Wentz people just wanted to be Carson Wentz people. Then go play fantasy football. Go bet on his unders, because you're not certainly not betting his overs right now. Go bet on him to throw interceptions. Like, if you're a fan of the quarterback, just be a fan of the quarterback. And we can't have a rational conversation. If you're a fan of the Eagles and you want to talk about the problems and how much it's his fault versus not, then we'll do that, Jay. But what you do is you just sound so stupid. I mean, like, so stupid, it hurts, man. It hurts. Jay, it hurts me.
Yeah, it hurts you because you think about Jalen Hurts. That's what it was. You ungrateful. You was just at the Super Bowl parade last year. Now, what did this bum Schwarber do?
That's enough.
Man, that's crazy. Jay's phone went out, too.
And Aaron's in the same segment. In the same segment. Again, I apologize to everyone for the Jay phone calls. They're not even coherent. It's not a conversation. What the hell is that guy talking about?
Dickermatized is crazy, though. What? For real.
Did he say dickermatized?
No. Oh, you're being dickermatized.
You're still on that.
Yeah, I just let you and Jay go.
we're back on you fantasizing about Dicker, I guess.
Dickermatized.
Did you see those kicks? Who wasn't fantasizing about Dicker last night? 215-592-9494.
I'm challenged.
You're welcome for that.
And
all right.
Slather Vaseline on me.
We'll hear from you people. Get some calls in. Plus, with everyone fired up about the game and the terrible loss, you got to hear what happened in the morning show today. This was my favorite moment of WIP in the last 12 hours. This was amazing audio. That's
all
next.
Season, maybe.
Maybe all season. I loved it. That's the next midday show on Sports Radio 94. WIP.
What's up, Philly? The holidays are here, and that means it's time for the best tasty cakes of the year. I'm talking about those Frostbite donuts and the mint chocolate candy cakes. Man, those things don't last long around these parts. They're perfect for game days, get-togethers, or late-night snack runs. Don't wait. Grab yours now before they disappear. Tasty cake. Philly made, Philly loved. Except no substitutes.
Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Well, right now, just Joe Giglio is Hugh Douglas. Pop-Up Douglas took a little stroll. You back?
No, I didn't. Like, I was trying to make my
We're playing
lunch,
Peter
right?
Cottontail.
No, and the bowl broke.
What happened?
You know the bowl that the bowl, the mixed bowl.
No,
broke.
No, we don't.
What bowl?
The bowl. It broke.
You had a bowl for your lunch and it broke?
Yeah, it broke. Yeah, I had to clean it, you know. What are you talking about? Kyle has an attitude, I can tell.
The quarterback turned the ball over 5 times last night.
Did you watch the same game I did?
We got less sleep, and the team stinks.
And then you had the nerve to come on here and talk about the positives in the first 5 minutes of the show.
It's an all-timer for the midday show. I thought you were going to say that for like 11, and you rolled it right out of 10.
Because, like, listen, unlike you guys, after I have to process that, and so, you know, we try to start with the positives.
No.
Positives are the defense got after it last night.
It was the worst offensive line in the league. We know that, right?
Like, no, I was good.
They had a fourth stringer right tackle.
I was getting texts from my friends, and one of them said they just wanted to hug Jalen because he was having a rough one. And then somebody
that's sickening.
Somebody said he was butt cheeks.
He was complete butt cheeks last night.
He was like, he said Jalen was cheeks. I was like, dang, that's
total
terrible.
Cheeks. That was 3.5 hours of cheeks. All right. Before we go any further,
3.5 hours of cheeks is crazy.
We'll get back to your phone calls. But let's
it's hard
get
to go back to back.
It is hard to go back. We've lost you.
3.5 hours is crazy.
We've lost you, okay?
Fantasizing about Dicker.
Can you keep the main thing the main thing?
No. No. We need some levity today, man, because I'm telling
you. Wait, what happened during the pregame show last night that you lost your mind?
What do you mean? It was like a light box.
Yeah, Elliot said light box, and he was gone.
Come on.
To the point where Elliot in Los Angeles had to like chime in laughing because he heard you laughing.
And fantasizing about Dicker and 3.5 hours of cheeks. Is
That's
one
right.
thing.
Yeah.
Light boxes, we should be able to move past that.
Well, Jalen was a pro last night. He said he couldn't get them in the box. I mean, that was in the postgame.
In the box.
All right. Can we hear, now speaking of professionals, unlike this show, the morning show, they have nothing but professionals. Let's hear some of them this morning. It got heated over you know, the issues and really if the positivity bunny was in retrospect a good idea or a bad one.
And you feel like this thing is kind of teetering. That is such a juvenile thing to allow to go on in your locker room.
But hold on, 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 hold on. What about the 2018 trying to Nick Foles? That wasn't juvenile? Because that worked. That was the thing.
But it's the same idea. No, an 8-foot bunny is juvenile.
So I don't know. I get your point, Rhea. And look, it clearly didn't work. But like, I don't have a problem with them trying something to rally something. And like, maybe it was the wrong thing.
Maybe it was the wrong thing. 8-foot bunny was outrageously juvenile. And frankly, beneath the defending Super Bowl champions.
It still doesn't. The optics.
And I said that before.
They need a gimmick. They need a gimmick. Teams have gimmicks. That's what you do.
They have no coaching and players. If you need a gimmick,
look, Rhea. They are what they are, though.
You need a gimmick.
Yes, they do. Rhea, they need anything they can get.
They're professionals.
Embarrassing.
Okay, would you rather?
Embarrassing.
They're professionals, James.
They stink.
They're professionals.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so hold on.
So then they have.
Rhea, hold on. Let me ask you a question.
What are you guys talking about?
Hold on. Let me ask you a question.
What are you doing?
Hold on. Let me ask you a quick question. If you are walking towards a ledge, would you just walk off it, or would you maybe try and stop yourself?
I'm not,
like, the point is, why not,
James,
try something? Like,
I'm
who
not
cares?
A professional, like, athlete being paid multi-million dollars. It's a completely ridiculous analogy. They are a professional football team.
My point is,
and they
placed an 8-foot bunny
in the middle of their. And this is not. I said
doesn't
this
bother
yesterday.
Me. Like,
before.
It didn't work, but they tried something.
Ben, your
they
thoughts on the 8-foot bunny?
It's so dumb.
But they needed something. I agree. It was dumb.
If you need a bunny,
if it's
even
a shrine to Nick Foles, how is that different?
It's like, completely
it's
different.
It's not different. It's the same thing. It's the same
bunny.
Thing as Brad Miller bringing in Bamboo. It's just something for his team to rally around. And it ended up being dumb. Maybe they thought that everyone hating the bunny would be something that they could rally around, and us against the world. Like, it didn't work.
It's embarrassing.
It's some of my favorite audio this station has had the entire football season. I think my favorite part is Richie. What are you guys doing? What's going on?
They're screaming. And listen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent.
High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
And then the calmness that Rhea displayed by just sitting there, it's embarrassing. I skew more with Rhea.
Rhea's
and
right.
I'm not just saying that because I'm afraid of her. I'm not saying because
no, Rhea's correct on this.
Yeah.
No, but
also because we're afraid of her.
It's one of those things where, and she makes some good chili too. For a person that doesn't make a whole lot of chili, she made some really good chili.
No, it just was a
thought. It was a thought. I was just like, it just was a thought that popped in my head.
Free food.
No, it was just in case she's listening, she makes some really good chili. It was gimmicky, and everybody thought it, but here's the thing. Nobody said anything because we were hoping what everybody else was hoping. That it worked. It was the accountability bunny.
Well, no.
Like, out of all the accountability.
No, it was the positivity bunny.
Accountability bunny. Out of all the bunnies you put in there, you're going to put the accountability bunny.
I'll tell you, after hearing that, the positivity bunny did not do its job.
Nope.
Didn't.
I think if you polled everyone the minute they saw the photo, I think
we knew the bunny was in trouble with the loss. Yeah.
Right. Like, maybe some people talked themselves into it on Monday. When we saw this thing emerge on Saturday, most of us had the same thought. Season's over.
Well, it was like, what the hell are they doing? Like, that is the least hardest thing that you would associate a football team with, in my opinion. Especially one that's, like Rhea said, the defending Super Bowl champion. But we all sat here, and, you know, I talked to my teammates about it, and we workshopped it. And everybody tried to put a positive spin on it.
Yeah.
And it was like, I've never seen anything like that before. And when it happened, I was like, yeah, we about to probably cook.
I think my favorite thing was Seltzer kept trying to rationalize it with these other examples, Nick Foles and the bamboo and stuff. And Rhea's argument, which was a great argument, is it's an 8-foot inflatable bunny.
You don't need no other arguments. It's stupid.
It's a joke.
Now, here's the question before we move on and go back to the phone lines here. Are we just going to quietly, you know, let the air out of this thing and pretend this never happened? Are they going to try?
No, we're going to kill that bunny. They're going to stab it.
They're going to stab the inflatable bunny.
Yeah.
They can't keep it blown up this
week,
right?
Next time they're all back at the facility and the media's there, we need to get cameras
on
that.
No, you know what? They probably keep the positivity.
Oh, God, no.
No, they can't.
You're telling me, like, they're doing their press conferences this week after practice and the bunny is blown up in the locker room? Be the laughing stock of the league.
This week it's going to be the Donnie Darko bunny.
That's a better bunny.
That one fits.
That's the negativity bunny.
Yeah, I think we have become the Donnie Darko bunny on this radio station. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. Hey, Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, Andy.
The problem I have with the bunny is it's contrived. You know, all the other stuff they're talking about happened organically. It didn't just say, we're going to do this to make it better. That makes it worse.
It's forced. But, yeah, it's too much. That doesn't work.
So, anyway, my third eye is tingling. I'm down in Alabama right now, and while you guys were talking, I'm actually going back to OG Wade. I haven't heard anybody mention Tanner McKee yet today. But that said, I was driving up just north of Birmingham and came across Tanner Road while I'm waiting on hold, and then drove right past the University of Alabama, and I'm thinking, maybe it's time to bench him. Isn't that what they did?
They did. They did it for Tua.
Yeah.
And then it worked.
Well, I don't know. I don't think Tanner's the answer, but I mean, at some point, it's like pulling a pitcher. You got to shake him up or do something. So I'd say if this carries into the first half of the Raiders game, which I do think they're capable of losing, then he's got to be pulled.
Well, at that point,
I think there's a conversation.
Yeah, but they're also, at some point, Andy, if this continues at this rate, they're going to owe it to the rest of the players, right? Like, you can't let one player lose, just keep losing games for you.
And you can't, whatever idiot's name is, I can't remember that, you know, just, okay, A.J. Brown dropped balls or all these things happen, but they haven't been getting the shots they could get if they had a quarterback that could get the ball to them. You know, just because they make have one problem in a game, or he has two drops in a game. He didn't throw 40 errant passes over the season, or, you know, it's just ridiculous. Something's got to change, and I'm glad. Whoever wants to tell me I told you so, go ahead. I'm all ears.
You know what? There's probably going to be a lot of that. Andy, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. We don't want this to continue. I don't want, and I told you so. I don't want the Eagles to have to get a new quarterback. I mean, that just makes things more complicated to try to win at the level we want them to win at. I want this one to be better. But I can't make that happen magically, and they can't either.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have already.
Yeah. The unfortunate thing is this is one of those games where you really have to go look at the man in the mirror. And you have to figure out what it is that you can do better. You know, Jalen didn't play well. There's a lot of blame to go around, but yesterday, that falls at his feet. Mm. More so than any other time this season. It falls at his feet. We've all been recklessly speculating all year long what it's been, and, you know, people have been upset about it. But yesterday, that one falls at his feet. And we can sit here and say, well, it's the Petullo and all this other stuff. They had an aggressive game plan. And they implemented it for the most part. But there was a lot to be desired, and Troy pointed it out. I mean, I think that's the most telling thing. Go back.
It is.
And look at the first game that Troy did and how complimentary he was to Jalen. And then go look at this game. It changed. Because Troy's not a dummy. Troy hears things. And when you hear things about people, you take the game to the lab. Because it might be something that you're missing because it's clouded by the winning. Because winning cures all ills. But now when you look at it and it happened the way that it happened, he took his game to the lab. He pointed out different throws that he could have made that were easier throws. It was one throw that Jalen made, no question, but Troy was saying that this was the easier throw because the tight end was running a crosser. And there was nobody in the middle of the field. And he could have probably ran it in for a touchdown. So Jalen missed that. I mean, it happens. Like, that's not me saying that that's the most egregious thing that Jalen did, because it happens. That you might have a route or a concept that has two people open, and you just pick the one you want to throw the ball to. But there was a lot of that yesterday, and he pointed it out.
I kind of want to put the kibosh on one thing that we say a lot, is the winning cures all thing. I mean, haven't we seen for a good enough period of time now that that's not true?
I mean, they were 8-4 and went and got a bunny.
They were 8-2.
Can I say this to that, Kyle? The reason why that's said, because if they had won last night, as ugly as it would have been, if they'd have thrown five picks.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
I guarantee you that if people we got the win.
Well, we would have hit the dump button.
No.
The dump button would have been hit.
No. You think the majority of calls would have been positive if they won?
I didn't say they would be positive, but there would be some that said we got the win. Because let me tell you this. This is the fact. How many teams have that many turnovers and win games?
Almost none.
And that's the positive you take out of it.
No,
I'm saying that's
no,
what it would
have
been.
I think the consensus would be you play with fire long enough, you get burnt.
Well, like, some people like would say that, but there would be a lot of people that would be like, hey, a win is a win.
They
would
have been lucky to win last night.
No, I'm not disputing
We'd get maybe three calls that say they won.
We'd have got the win, though.
Well, but we would hit the dump button. We would have said it. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry.
We'd have to. Yeah, you know, we can't let that go.
No. All right. Speaking of sometimes the dump button, there's no dump button on YouTube, but we do comb to see what they're talking about. And then let's get to you people. See what they're talking about today.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I want the bunny in a ditch by tonight.
A bunny ceremony that we say goodbye to the bunny. I'd watch. They aired that thing. They buried the bunny.
The live bunny burial?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Watch. Screw that bunny.
Yep. So there's been a guy. He's in the YouTube chat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm appreciative that he's a listener. I mean, the entire show today, excuses for the quarterback.
Okay.
Nothing but Kevin Petullo is purposely sabotaging Hurts and the offense.
That makes sense. Yeah. Logic.
Let's see. Any quarterback would have had a similar night to Jalen last night.
Of course. I bet. Yeah.
Yep. And let's see. My favorite is he was concussed.
If I had a Jalen Hurts excuse bingo card, you would have.
Oh, he would have filled it out.
I mean, you would have filled it out in 5 minutes.
The concussed one was. That's the low that we're at right now.
You think we can go lower, Hugh? Then he was concussed.
Oh, yeah,
you can definitely.
Give Hugh a few more hours.
What do you mean, give him a few more hours? I don't make excuses. I try to give you solutions to problems.
I mean, that couldn't be further from the
truth. I don't make excuses. I try to tell you, and I try to tell y'all. Y'all don't want to listen to it. Y'all get mad.
We have an entry in the bracket called Excuse Maker Douglas.
Yeah. I don't make excuses,
and
though. That's
Spin Dr. Douglas.
I don't spin.
Spin is really just another word for an excuse. Yeah.
I don't spin.
Spin a lot. Spin a lot of webs over there. A
lot of spinning. Yep.
I don't think so.
here goes Douglas laughing at us again.
Laughing at the fact that folks are crashing out?
Yes.
Yes. I think it's funny.
I think it's a personality trait of Hughes. I think in tough moments, you kind of like...
Well,
I
rally the troops. I like to rally the troops. No. But it's like I'm not...
The seven sacks this morning didn't work.
Well, the seven sacks did not work. That was... Like, the biggest thing we worried about in that game yesterday was the fact that Jalen Carter wasn't playing. And for them to have the type of game that they had, come on now. We tend to forget that.
Well, all right, but it is fair to say that's probably the worst offensive line in the sport, right?
Hey, listen, are they going to get paid next week?
They shouldn't. I mean, for being honest.
Yep. Guys, are we certain that we aren't the Raiders get right game next week?
Well, so
I did talk a lot of trash to that Raiders.
The Raiders are terrible, but I'll be totally honest. When I saw the line as 11.5, I was like, are we sure about that, guys? We're going to win by 11.5 off of overtime on a short week?
Yeah.
I think they're going to win the game on Sunday, but this feels more like 20-10, and we feel sad again afterwards than anything else.
There should never be a time the rest of this year and today's show is that anybody, not the people you need to hang up on, are the ones that say 38 points.
Oh, we'll get that
you
Friday.
You need to slap them across the lips. Like, you need to go to their house or wherever they are and slap them across the lips and say, wake up. Because ain't no way this team scoring 38 points.
No.
You need to keep that around 21. 22 is being optimistic.
Our guy Elliott picked 30 last night.
Yeah, we need to slap Elliott across the lips. Elliott needs to be the first candidate.
It's enough.
No more.
If I thought Mike Wazowski throwing 4 interceptions on the Monsters, Inc. broadcast last night wasn't rock bottom, then a loss to the Raiders.
Sure I might it. Rewatch the Monsters, Inc. one. I just saw the highlights.
Yeah, I did. I saw it. Did I saw you? That. Yeah, I saw it. It was...
Now, was Wazowski wearing Hertz's jersey?
I think he was just Mike Wazowski.
He was just Wazowski.
It was just Wazowski. So, pretty notable about the Twitter poll and which way it's sort of skewed now, given where we were.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a comment, though. You are out of line.
Had a line for wondering if the quarterback with 5 turnovers is a problem.
Yep.
Okay.
And we have a WIP problem, not a QB problem.
That's always the way this goes. WIP has been a significant problem in 25. 2020, it was a problem. 2012 was a problem. But in 17 and in 24 and in 22, we weren't a problem.
No.
It's funny how it works.
Yes. They were able to overcome WIP in those years.
I got you.
Kyle is a Delco hoagie mouth moron.
Hoagie mouth. What does hoagie mouth mean?
I think it's just the accent.
Like okay, got it.
Yeah. You sound like you got a whole hoagie in your mouth as you talk. Okay. Yeah.
Let's put Kyle out there at quarterback and see how well he does. Maybe he'll think twice about criticizing Jalen Hurts.
This is one of my favorites. Yes. Yeah. The point is, it shouldn't be the same because we're just regular people and he's supposed to be a great player.
He makes $50 million a year.
Make a lot of money.
And he's the guy that told, like, nobody was sitting here this offseason calling WIP saying that Kyle was the second best quarterback in the NFL.
No, it's relative to his peers in the game. It's relative to, you know, like Brock Purdy or whatever. Just pick quarterbacks out. Like, that's what his bar is.
Yeah.
Not us.
Yeah. So keep dreaming because I'm going to criticize everybody that is able to do a lot more things than I ever will. Does anyone actually think Hugh likes these two guys?
Of course.
I love your response.
Yeah, of course.
Now, did he like us today when in the first segment I threw a pen and yelled
like
at him?
Him in that first segment?
Hey, I couldn't handle it.
Like, this is a truism of every day. I think that's why we bring balance to this show because, you know, we're all different and we all see things differently. But at the end of the day, it's sports.
Yeah.
And we don't get that upset about it. We're upset on the air. We know you, Kyle. But it's like, it's at the end of the day, nobody's that upset. Yep.
No, I mean, I am upset at some callers, but not at you.
We know who you're upset with. Yeah. So are we ready to talk about who was the heavy breather at the press conference?
No, we're still going to.
We're
going to lay out on that.
Because I know who you're thinking, and we're just going to lay out on that one.
Who am I thinking? Oh,
nope.
I'm curious.
Why would I do that
I'm
to that
curious.
Person?
You can tell me off air.
I will, yeah.
Yep. All right. Theory, the positivity bunny has compromised Hugh Douglas.
What do you mean? What did I do? I didn't catch that much heat today.
I think the bunny paid you off.
What do you mean? To do what?
To talk about the 7 sacks to start the show.
That was classic Douglas spin.
No,
it had 7 sacks.
Listen.
Okay.
Full disclosure, it wasn't spin. I already knew where y'all was going. That was like a layup. That was one you just go straight to the bucket with that one. I was just looking. When I went to sleep last night, I was trying to do what we always did when we played. Try to, like, even in a loss, you try to figure out what are some of the positives you get out of this because you have another game to play and you got to move forward. So that's where I was. Nope. And I was like, oh, they moved the ball pretty good.
No, they didn't.
Well, like you
no.
see.
No.
They did not.
Hey, Joe, I started to stutter when I said it. And I was like, okay, well, that dog probably won't hunt. But at least Saquon got him 100 yards.
Huge mic just went out. All right, one more. If Ike brings up the positives one more time, I'm out.
Classic, I mean, Reese.
Even though, I mean, I still didn't catch that many strays today. Not as many as I thought I was going to catch.
No, well, it was arguing amongst themselves. When days like this happen, it's a very, like, they're coming at each other.
It's a civil war. It's
yeah,
fighting. Yeah,
and a lot of the stuff is, you know, not air appropriate.
Yeah, everyone's going through the feelings today. It's a tough one. I mean,
feelings.
It's...
Nothing more than feelings. Hey, this too shall pass, people. No. This too shall pass.
Well, yeah,
pass like a kidney stone.
Yeah,
everything passes you, but this hurts.
I can't wait to hear Ike and Spike when they get over there. I want to hear what they got to say.
Well, I have a feeling they're going to crush the quarterback. I mean, what?
I don't know. I feel
don't
like
know.
No. Ike is going to come with some positivity.
Oh, stop.
Ike is going
to
be positive.
According to the YouTube chat, he already did for 4 hours.
Well, that's true. According to the YouTube. Can't wait to hear what Hugh has to say next from 2 to 6 on the afternoon show. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. We will talk to you tomorrow as we try to pick up the pieces
pick
of a season falling apart. Our afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.